Amen. Repeat after me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what the Word says I can do. It's the living seed of God living in me, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never will I be the same. God increase, pastor decrease. Give me ears to hear what God has to say. I'm gonna walk with power, not let the lost get left. Amen. You guys may be seated. You guys may be seated. Amen. So we're gonna talk about our spiritual ID call. And then this morning I thought I should have called it caller ID. Doggone it. Missing it by that much. Spiritual ID. So God already called you, right? So it's not up to anybody else. Listen, how many of y'all are on social media? How many of y'all are on social media, any kind of form of social media? How many of y'all not? Let me put y'all hand up. How many of y'all not on social media at all? Never get on it ever. So 1, 2, 3, 4 of y'all. Those people are 5, including Linda. Miracles of God. Right? For those of us who are on it all the time, that's a miracle of the living God, or I don't care in this living world. I just posted, I love this statement that I'd heard that don't take criticism from someone you don't take advice from. Oh, man. I was like, for sure. You didn't help me get up these steps. I definitely ain't gonna let you laugh at me if I fall down. And so we have to be there. And so we have, in my jacket, it just hit me like strings attached, right? And there's sometimes, you know, until we came to Christ, it seemed like everything that we love and everybody we love had strings attached to it, right? Right? If you do this, even in taking care of yourself, there's strings attached. If you don't eat this, you'll lose this weight, right? There's always strings attached. I was thinking, how can I make these strings attached? Now, this is something And me and Jai haven't even gotten to do this. This is an activity we've yet to do. We've never done the clothespin activity. We're supposed to build up. It's supposed to be a deal where you build up and attach strings as you go up. It's kind of like a military thing where it's taking the use of whatever you got to climb up. But what I was looking at is there's so many strings attached to everything that we do. And when you're dealing with someone who has strings attached, it's a prison. Right? And that's why Jesus said there's no strings attached. My grace is sufficient. My mercy endures forever. It is that part of it where I can't have things clipped to me that are ungodly, because those strings are eventually gonna want their way. They're gonna eventually want their way. They're gonna want their way. That mindset's going to want their way. Their stuff is going to want their way. So I was excited about this. I sent the picture to Pastor Rita last night after her long day of ministry. Ladies first. How many of y'all have told someone, especially a male, something you were excited about, and they were like, yeah, that's good. All right, it happens, right? All right? See, they got it, y'all. See, y'all go too far. Y'all got to know I'm the one with the mic, so I'm going to help the fellas out here in just a second. I don't know why y'all won't just go, yes, but y'all got, yeah, yeah. I got it. So I'm like, hey, honey, this is crazy. Look at this. Look, I sent her the picture of the jacket. I was like, all right, you know what I did? Documented it. Because another one of y'all little, guess what? There is a sale. Like, no, that's a bill. That ain't no sale. That's a bill. And I was thinking like the fact that with our fellowship in crisis, that there is no strings attached when you come to God. There is no strings attached. He says, I love you, period, the end. Now, again, how do you respond when someone gives you a gift? Someone gives you a gift, you say, you better have. A lot of people live for Jesus that way, though. Thank you for your salvation. You better have. And don't ever respond to them any other time in their life. They never give them anything else. This is it. You better have saved me. I'm like, God, they ain't going to be up there with us, is they? You know that one cousin. You know that one uncle. that comes and eats and don't ever, 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 ever bring anything. Strings attached. Also, you gotta tell your kids they got friends with strings attached. People are dating with strings attached. If you love me, if you love me, you'll do this. Hey, I need for y'all to do something. I can't even wait to the end. It's the last part of the Bible, Jude. I can't even wait to the ending. And I'm missing a pair of pants at the house. I just need to just listen. Some family business. I was looking for these pants, the blue and green checkered ones. I thought about it when I was going. I was like, I think that Joker got my pants. And this is why I didn't want to tell Pastor Rita this, but I had to say it in front of y'all because I got to get her when she, you know, is in front of witnesses. And she's right. Pick your stuff out the night before. You wouldn't be looking for them in the morning time. Look, y'all are so, yeah, some of y'all are so savage. Listen, y'all are pointing. And I was like, listen, let's get up. But here's what I need for y'all to do. If you got your Bibles, I need for you to do this. It's 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 20 through 21. If somebody's bold enough to read verse 20 for me, that would be awesome. And if Milton, if you can find it back there fast enough to put up on the screen before someone decides they want to read it, this was it. You found it? You got it? Chapter 6, verse 20. 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verse 20. You got it? What translation? English. just read it, man. That's a setup. Okay, that's verse 20. This is his wife talking about him. David is dancing before the Lord. He's celebrating. Now, David stripped down his underwear. That is never going to happen here. God has to move, like, mightily. Right? Like, it's got to be, like, God ripping, because I ain't. Like, that's from heaven. And he's out there, and she criticizes him. The one person that should be celebrating him is criticizing him. Here's one thing you can't get from Rita about me. It's criticism. You ain't going to be able to get her to criticize me. You ain't going to be able to get me to criticize her. Here's a person that he should be celebrated the most by is criticized. His walk with God, mind you. She's criticizing. How dare you celebrate Jesus like that? Now, if you read in the King James Version, which is, it had a, no, I ain't asking you to do it. I'm just saying, if you would have, don't do it. Please don't go there. Stop trying to fix this. I said, don't go there. Now you're teaching people not to listen. He said, she said, you dance in front of your handmaids like she has some insecurity problems. Yeah. Oh, you're going to dance in front of the girls with without your robe on. Right? She had issues with that. And then she wouldn't accept him. Now listen, when somebody close to you, that close to you, don't accept your belief, it tends to make you struggle. Pastor Rita will stand up here and tell you, just like we both will, God first. Most people, when they're dating, they're trying to find the one. No, that's the two. If you know Jesus, he's your one. Don't get the numbers twisted. Don't get the numbers messed up. And so when she's doing that, David says this. Now read verse 21 and whatever translation you want, because this is what we need to be saying to the rest of the world. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. Let me get you the black version. I mean, the urban. Here's what David said. First of all, I wasn't dancing for you or the handmaids or the servant. I was dancing for the Lord. Amen? And that who we dancing it for? That's who we doing it for. But then he goes to get, this is when he starts talking about our daddy. Plus, God picked me over your daddy. And your daddy's children, God picked me. Oh, I was like, David! I like almost fell off the chair doing this on video. Listen, your daddy ain't even in my position. God picked me over your family. And y'all know when you start talking about people's mamas and daddies, that's a fight. He said, he picked me over there and he appointed me to lead the people. If he'd have wanted your opinion, he'd have appointed it. This is 2 Torah chapter 900. Stop letting people's opinion stop you from being appointed. You can't let them do that to you. Well, I don't think you're doing it right. I don't think you're supposed to be talking to me. Right? I have a temper anyway. I don't need your strings attached to me. And you got to teach your kids that, man, they got to stop being friends with people. Mm-mm. Well, my cousin Dearsell said, if I'm really his cousin, he'll still with me. We'll still together. Cut Dearsell off. Dearsell out of juice. He ain't got no energy in his battery. And you got to cut them off, right? Right? If that, now we're seeing, right? We watched, you know, as all of us who watch Super Bowl, y'all know the backlash on it. They flat out paraded satanic stuff right there in front of you. Right there in front. No shame. No shame. And Christians are like, I don't want to offend you. Man, please. I'm going to stretch Jesus out on every shirt I got. Spell it all across my neck. But if you don't detach the strings. Maybe the strings, and I wish I could reach the other ones, but I can't. Miracle's here. Take one off the top. Just take one off the top. There you go. Yeah, throw it down, Miracle. You got to determine. You ain't got. I love you. A little like intention. Yeah. See, you gotta throw off depression. Somebody who don't want you. They got that string attached to you, like, man, I don't even know if I can live anymore. I don't know if I can do this. This person ain't gonna be with me. I don't know. Bye. You got to go. You know, there's strings attached to what is called happiness and how I'm gonna be happy and how I'm gonna get through this life. Here, I need to take off. You wanna take off one? Cause, you know what? Let me let a dude do it. Take one off of me. I'll get back to you, Rita. You can just do. Just, okay. Yeah, throw that. There you go. You know what he doing? You gotta throw it. And that's abuse, right? How many of you had some stuff in your past that when you got ready to do something, the strings of abuse that still hangs on and tries to tell you you can't do it? No strings attached. That's what the sermon turned into. No strings attached, but I'd already sent it and had already preached it earlier. I missed two titles. Call a ID. No strings attached, right? And so part of the things of what God wants to do is when people come into our life, the minute they start to pull us away from our fellowship with God, I'm talking about that close fellowship, right? The minute that that's on the table as one of the chopping blocks, I can't. I can't let you take me back to what God has delivered me from. I can't go back. I can't go back because the person that goes back, you're incapable of being able to control when they get out of control. There is no help for this outside of Christ. Look, and I'm being as honest, and there's no help for you either. Okay? Just because I got to Mike. Right? Because, again, you start to believe, and here, this is one you get to take off, Valentine. Oh, you're going to take it? Yeah, but that's the one. Okay, just take off whatever you want. It's your world. It's your world. There she goes. She ain't no Michael, I'll tell you that. And you take it off because then you start to think, am I ever going to amount to anything? We got our friends, and we got our friends, we got our kids who've got buddies that are showing up with strings attached. Talk back to your mama. That's a bad string. Right? I don't know if y'all seen that one on Instagram where the little girl talks back to the older white teacher and all of a sudden it blacks out and the screen come back on the old lady's face there. She go, oh, there you are. You forgot I'm old school. Let's go get you a Coke and a Pepsi. We're going to talk about what you did. right? There are some strings attached in this world, and even when you send your kids off to schools, their teachers are trying to put them in things and put them in places that they are not. Why don't you let them attach their strings to them? Because again, it's just that step of tying them up to where they're bound, right? You send your kid, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven, what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Bind them to the word, loose them from the world, and call God into their life each and every day, that no strings will be attached to my kid. Labeling is disabling. That's all it is. If you label me, you disable me. I think about all the times we had opportunity. Cornelius here, all the time we used to go play at the YMCA. I used to walk away every single time we play. We play basketball like for hours, and every time I walk away from there, it's like, man, like some of those people need to be punched right in the face. Because they'd be rough and they'd be saying stuff. And then as a Christian, I was like, but I would play hard. I just couldn't say anything back. And God says, good. Those strings that you used to have to give your side and talk back are gone. Those strings are not attached to you anymore. It's hard. I said, God, it don't feel like they there. He goes, no, because if they were there, you'd be riding away with some jewelry brought to you by the police department. You get your own studio apartment. Went rent-free, but bills to come. Huh? And then think about what strings are attached that's keeping you away from worship. It's the strings that are attached keeping you from away from the Word of God. What pulls you back from standing up and praising God? And you're like, and then I'll give you a chance. We'll go back. We'll do Just Jesus again next Sunday. I'm going to give y'all a chance to celebrate that song a little bit better. Because y'all was like, oh, that's all I got? Just Jesus? Really, that's the one all we need, which is the excitement of it. You don't have to want me anymore. You don't have to like me anymore. I got Just Jesus. Right? We send our kids with that. And we got to send them that, because if not, they're going to settle under abuse and say that's the way it should be. They will settle under that. They will get mentally, emotionally abused and say, because that's the string that makes me believe what love is. Because there's some crazy people out there. And by the time you roll up on them, it's crazy. So now, here's what God gives you images, and God gives you pictures of people and get to see them. And when you see them and God keeps showing you their face over and over again, pray. Not that they're in danger. You just want to lift them up so they'll be stronger. It doesn't have to be, Lord, protect them. And that's cool. No problem. But also, Lord, empower them. Strengthen them as they go through their way. We're supposed to be preaching a sermon, right? There are scriptures. But I had to get that David thing out because it was so like, your daddy didn't call me. God did. That's why when I do weddings, I don't ask if there's anybody here who object. It ain't up to nobody else. God's already spoken. When you gonna ask the question? What? Which one? When you leaving? Which question you want me to ask? when you at it? Because God has brought together, let no man pull apart. So why would we give man an opportunity to pull apart what God brought together? Where'd the question come from? If anybody don't agree that these two should be joined together, stand up. Hope I do. But I've had people ask me, why didn't you ask that? I go, you really got the wrong preacher. Really, you really got the wrong dude to be talking to. I'm not here to satisfy any needs you got. Any needs you got. And so every wedding I've ever done, y'all know whichever one you got. You know which relative's going to run up in here. This is how I want it. You know which one it is. Keep them away from me because they're going to get their feelings hurt. Like, seriously, like, don't send them in. I don't think you should do it that way. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Are you officiating this? No. Well, I'm throwing a flag on your officiation right now. We're going to go to the replay booth. Up on further review. Get up out of here. You know which one it is. The relative nobody else wants to talk to. I ain't called by you. Right? When we pray and some will say, and I go, Henry, do you think you really think that's what you're supposed to be doing? This is what God told me. Okay, lights out. That's what God told me. That's what God said. Do it. Now, your comment, your question came without prayer. I don't think you should do it that way. Well, you don't think. That's where you should have stopped. That's with an A. Not think, thank. Listen to this. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 through 7. You will not surely die. That's what the serpent said to Eve. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eyes, and that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom, she took the fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, so they sewed together fig leaves and made coverings for themselves. So since I've taken so much time with the David part that's at the end, I want to go ahead and just jump to this. The serpent told Eve that God knows you're going to be like him, which was a dumb statement. Eve should have already known, according to Genesis 1:26, she was already like God. He made her in his image. He was just repeating and getting her to disobey God by trying to say, here's what God don't want you to be, even though he's already made you to be. That's why he told Jesus that, right? He said, if you are the Son of God, God had already announced, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Turn this rock into bread. And it wasn't the fact that Jesus couldn't do it. He wanted Jesus to do it under his command. Right? You ever been told by an adult to go do something and you weren't ready to do it right then? Old school folks know if you didn't get up right then, you limped up right then. Right? It wasn't much time after that, but it was a limp to it. And sometimes we want to obey slow. And then when you obey slow, or delayed obedience means you're obeying under the authority of rebellion. Rebellion is as of witchcraft. Okay, so now the devil's got you doing it when he say do it, other than when God says do it. Honor your mother and your father. Right? So if your parents tell you to do something, go do it. This is illegal. Now wait a minute. Because I just thought about my biological dad. The stuff I did that he told me to do wasn't good. So cut them people's fuel line. All right. I'm honoring my mother and my father. And they're going to hold up in court. But he tells her that. He tells her to do something that's already been done by God. Listen, the devil tells you you're going to be a better person if you do this. God said you're already the best person because you know me. Quit trying to be better and live in what I've already called you best in. You're best at that. That's your good. You don't have to go get good. You have good. Live in the good that you have. Respect the good that you have. Listen to this. And the fact that they would tell him to do so in Genesis 2 and 25, it even talks about that even more, about that they were not ashamed. Genesis 2:25, he says they were naked and not ashamed. Okay, that's what he said. What happened when they ate of the fruit? They became ashamed. The one thing that God had already said, you're naked, but you're not ashamed. But now when they did something under the authority of the enemy, the first thing that comes into mind is shame. One of my most frustrated things is when we see people we haven't seen in a while, and the first thing they talk about, I'm sorry I ain't been to church. Man, you still here? Be okay with being alive. Right? You ain't got to be apologizing to me about not coming. I watch you on TV all the time. Well, it's YouTube. Yes, you got it on TV. And I will encourage you to get to church, but you good. Right? Quit apologizing. But what it is trying to get forgiveness from a man instead of being okay with forgiveness from God. I may not even like you that day. I may hold it against you, just hold it against you. No, I won't. All right, that's a string. Gotta let that one go. can't hold that one against y'all. But y'all understand that. He said, you'll be naked and not ashamed. Anybody that's trying to shame you is not with you. They are trying to reorganize how you believe, and they want you to believe in them more than God. Okay? So you don't want that to happen. There's tons more verses. Satan wanted to be like God. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13 through 14. If you got your pen with you, go ahead and write that down. That's where Satan said, I'm going to be like the Most High. And so that's what he was trying to compare with him. He wanted to be worshipped. Adam and Eve didn't want to be worshipped. That's what he wanted. He said he know, because he'd already been kicked out of heaven, he know you'll be like him if you rebel. No, only thing you knew that they didn't know at the time was there was a hell. The other part of that, Adam and Eve received was 1 John 4:7, as he loves, so will we. As he is, so are we. So we are like the living God. We are not, let's clear it up, we're not God. We're like God. We're Christians. Christ-like. Okay? Not Christ-liked. Christ-like. Light seems to imply not the real thing. Okay, we are Christ-like. And now, the reason why I want us to make sure we get that study, because Satan came with something that was already told by God. He's only there to twist. He can't create anything. And if he can twist it, if he can get you to believe something about someone you love, this even happened in relationship, believe something about somebody you love that never happened, but they'll believe it more. Y'all, listen, a lie is stronger to believe than the actual evidence of the truth. The reason why, because you can make it up as you go. Right? You can get more evidence. You can build up a case. Let's talk to some of these old athletes. They score one more touchdown every year. It was a cold night in the desert. What? Snowed 5 feet. But fear can stop your miracle. Right? Peter was walking on the water. Fear came in. He started sinking. Where'd that fear string get? Can't reach it. You enjoying this, ain't you? Where'd the fear string at? Just take it off. Throw that fear string off. Man, we got stuff to believe for. You got to throw it down. Don't play with it. No, throw the string too. But go throw the string too. I'll get you. You can have them after church, but we need for the illustration. Like that. Man, if that's truer than what you know, man. We've been with some people. This is mine. I'm gonna sleep with one eye open for the rest of my life. That was cool. She was like, oh, keep it easy. I got a whole bag of them at the crib. You good? When you come by, you load up. So it's a lie that the serpent told. I said this, and I heard this, and I say this in schools a lot. When you tell the truth, your mistakes become a part of your past. When you tell a lie, they become a part of your future. Because you have to remember what you said last time so you can remember to say it right the next time. But so it's too much memory. The reason why I think a lot of people have memory loss is because they lie for so long. This is just me. Don't judge. How many more strings I got left? Four. Okay, got four more strings. Got to work on. Okay, let's go to this. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your... Now listen, if your mind wasn't important, God wouldn't ask you to renew it. Your mind is important. You can't just... Leave your mind open to any and everything. You can't let your mind just run wild. You can't just let hate and fear and doubt run in your mind all the time. It's hard to renew something you won't review. Nipsey Russell is in the house. If you don't review it, you won't renew it. Right? Because you don't know where to clean it. You don't know where to wash it. You don't know where to shine it. Because you won't review it. And that's where a lot of times a hurt can go from a moment to a spirit. Because if I just act like it ain't there no more, it grows and grows and grows and it turns into the spirit. Right? 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. What does a sound mind sound like? You should be having thoughts of good, not evil. Of an expected end. That's how God thinks of you. So you got to have that sound mind. And in Luke 22:54 through 62, when Peter followed, and I'm just giving you all the snapshot version. If you want all this stuff broken down in 30 minutes, it's on video. But listen, in this part is where Peter was going to stop Jesus from going to the cross. And Jesus said, you don't have the thoughts of God. First he said, get behind me, Satan, because you don't have the mind of God or the thoughts of God. He called one of his disciples Satan based on what? How he was acting. You can say whatever you want. If you start acting like you don't know God, you're going to be identified as you don't know God. Huh? This is Pete. This is boy. He said, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. The rooster will let you know. And in those verses, if you go back and read those verses, Peter followed Jesus from afar. There's a problem with that. When there's too much distance between when you pray, too much distance between when you worship, too much distance between when you praise, too much distance between when you read your Bible, too much distance between when you witness to somebody. It's too much distance. And when people came up to him, he was denying him on these areas that he knew he was in. Was that camel that broke the straw? Not the camel that broke the straw's back, but the straw that broke the camel's back was when Peter was asked one last time, this girl knew him. Now, y'all, I got relatives. A lot of relatives have been killed. I know. Now, they incarcerated. But we knew who killed him. We would never forget him. This girl knew Peter had cut off her cousin's ear. I know you was over there, you cut. No! And Peter started cussing. They said it wasn't no more argument. She backed off and said, you couldn't be with Jesus talking like that. You can say what you wanna. You can't compromise your walk. Gotta stay close to God. And stay close to God. You don't let anything else in. You got to be in there. You got to be wrapped up in God. I got to be close. I can't let stuff in just because it's popular. I can't celebrate you. I remember we had that relative. I'm your cousin. Now you out there beating women. I don't like you. And if I get a chance to hit you in your head because you're bigger than I am, I'm going to get a shot and I'm going to run out of here. Just because we're related, I'm supposed to accept your behavior? All right. Take that string off of me. Take a string. Got it? Oh. Yes, you did. That's some aggressive stuff. Just because I know you don't mean we the same. Right? I can get along, but I'm not going to always go along. Right? And there's a part of that where we think, but we family. Now, Jesus said, those who do the will of my Father, that's my family. That's my brother. That's my mother. You got relatives tearing up people's marriages because you're trying to honor the relatives more than your marriage. Okay, so we need to go ahead and start this marriage class back up then, all right? Because it was like, y'all like y'all working at the fry department at McDonald's. Y'all know how they act when they run out of fries. You get to the window, say, I want a number one with fries. Pull over here, go on. We ain't got no fries. We'll take your 7 cents off. Which, by the way, them fries last forever. You found one underneath the car seat. Still look the same way when you bought it. Whatever's on that, that's the fountain of youth right there on the McDonald's fries. Like, why they still look the same? I mean, they don't wrinkle, they don't lose shape, some things, they never change. John chapter 14, verse 1 through 2 says this, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me as well.
In my father's house are many men and many rooms. This is why I like the King James Version, because it says many mansions. I like the big houses. I don't like climbing the stairs in the big house, but I like the big house. Have y'all noticed that the older you get, that you step down a little bit more carefully? My goodness. Man. What is that? I don't even jump down from stuff. You see, like, I was in the garage, just had a cleaning moment, and I climbed up on the ladder by myself. I'm going to say this in front of witnesses so she can't do nothing to me, because I didn't want to wait for nobody, and I was putting tubs up on the top of our garage. Yeah, I know. See that? Yeah, you won't show them that you did that during y'all's little waffle night. You didn't put that squint on the waffles. But I was like, I got about this far from the ladder. I'll just jump down. My knees was like, hey, we got something to say about this. You step down off of that, and I was like, but if you really want to see that I'm 55 years old, make me sit down on the ground and watch me get up. That's 55 right there. That's 55. When we get together for our family Christmas and they want to sit on the ground, I'm like, give me a chair. I'm going to stay as young as I can. But if I go to this part, sitting down, no, I got to roll over, push off. You ever lost your flexibility? Man, some of us got to stretch ourselves. Y'all think it's about me, don't you? No, it's about you too. Quit climbing up on stuff you ain't supposed to be on. Let's say that in youth group. Quit climbing up on that girl. You won't have to jump so far down. Said that with my back turned. In my father's house is many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for who? For you. Right? Many rooms. What was the problem Mary had when she was about to give birth to Jesus? No. Jesus keeps coming back. That ain't happening to you. You always got a spot in Christ. You always got a spot in your faith. He said, but don't just believe in God, believe in me also. I mean, you found a bunch of people believe in God, but don't believe in the Bible. They believe in God, but they don't believe in serving God. They don't believe in surrendering to God, but they do believe in God. I believe there's a God. Jesus said, believe in God, believe also in me. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So he said, believe in the Word. Don't just say you love me with your mouth and deny me with your actions. Titus 1:16. Just because your mouth says it, right? Don't have on expensive shoes and take cheap steps. It's got, man, this is flooding today. You're taking pictures, is it rolling? There is a part of that I have to grow in God. I've seen some dressed up people with some dressed down mentality, right? And they can clean up on the outside, but that dirt on the inside wears out, right? You get in there, you don't take no pig in there. You can put a tuxedo on a pig all day. Let that mud show up. Let that mud show. It's going to go rat, right? And rat is the same thing. But when you, let me tell y'all something. Like y'all talking about the old country people knew stuff. When they said you going rat back to your old stuff, they were calling you a rat right then. You're acting like a rat. Living like a sewer. Living like you caged in. They at the top? Oh, I ain't gonna reach them. I'm gonna pull a grab one of them off. Be nice. Are you choking? No, I'm just playing. Got third down, Paula. Can't hang on to it. Not at me. Maybe I didn't think this through. Maybe not. We're talking about the point that you gotta throw that away. You come home like, where you been? I know, it's so far-fetched, I can't even act it out. Where you been? I'm hungry.
Pastor Rita may come in there and cook and laugh at me at the same time, but may open the pantry and go, man, should I live by bread alone? Don't make me go biblical on your behind up in here. But by everywhere. So listen, he said, don't just believe in God. Believe also in me. Believe in the word. Believe that you're blessed. Believe that you're an overcomer. Believe that you're victorious. Believe that you're not insecure. My last. Take that off of me, bro. Get that last one. Brad, go ahead and take the other one off, Brad. I ain't coming back down them steps no more. I got to get rid of my insecurities. I got to get rid of my insecurities. I just finished a speech, and I don't know if everybody liked it. I just finished it. Got to get rid of my insecurities. Right? And you got to. Because then you're going to start blaming people for what they've never done. And you'll believe it in your mind so much of what they never done. Joyce Meyer says, the greatest fear is having fear of something that never will happen. You're afraid. Folks telling us some stuff. Don't get in the shower while it's raining. Y'all know how much furniture I ruined? Sitting around there stinky after games because it was raining. I don't want to die in there. Oh, but you're going to kill us. We pick you, bro. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, no, verse 21. It says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. So you've been made to be righteous. Stop talking about what you used to be and start talking about what God called you to be. Righteous. And whatever we're going to do, we're going to go through together. We're going to believe together. We're going to trust God together. We're going to talk to God together. We're going to talk to the things of God, about the things of God. Righteousness. You got to trust me. I have to trust you with my kids. You have to trust me with our kids. Got to let me talk to them. You got to let me be there for them. We ain't going to say it the same way. We ain't going to do it the same way. But trust me, I ain't trying to get them to go to hell. You got to trust me. But then if you have them strings attached and then you don't want to trust nobody because the last person hurt you, now you're treating everybody like the last person hurt you. Now I can't get off under that cover. Not everything that happened to you needs to continue happening through you. So he calls us out of the rules that were created by generations of sin and his eternity of into his eternity of righteousness. Quit following the rules of the flesh. Well, my nephew that was here, were in my niece, so he's my great nephew. She was talking about we still having to still live down the name of the families that went before us. We're still getting judged for the sins of our fathers. Now remember that, I told him, I said, look, I was there. They literally, no matter how well I played, until the person in front of me played bad, they would not start me. This was in college. I said, but don't quit. Don't quit. They're trying to disable you. Don't quit. God's called you righteous. Right? And we all know that the Bible says you don't pay for the sins of your fathers. So that's a man clause. And he was so frustrated. And I said, so remember, stay strong in who you are right now. They're trying to get you to revert back to something you're not. And he said, so I had to do it 30 years ago. Here he's facing the exact same thing. Stop living up to the name you used to be and start living to the name God called you to be. You got a new spiritual ID? Show your ID. By the way, if you have to show your ID to get in places, you may be headed to the wrong spot. Listen. Okay, everybody look forward. Don't raise your hand. You know who you are if you used to have to use a fake ID. All right? Now, you pretty people didn't have a problem with that. Y'all smiled and got in. Us? Bro, where you going? I'm 21. Man, you 6. Get out.
No, I'm 21. 6. This your cousin Ed Lee. I know Ed Lee. You know Ed Lee. Your eyes ain't red enough to be Ed Lee. Dang, eyes ain't red all the time. So stop taking down your spiritual ID. Show them who you are in Christ. And let's do it. Amen. All right, bow your heads. We got stuff all over the floor. Once I say amen, Emmeline, you take up. You pick up all of these if you want. Father, we just pray. I thank you, Lord God, that you got our attention, Lord. There's people, there's a church having revival days upon days without stopping. That didn't mean that it was just secluded for that one place. We too have revival with you in our heart, soul, mind, and body. I don't have to chase revival. I don't have to chase fellowship. I don't have to be tied to someone else's movement. I'm connected with Christ. I'm bound to the will of God. I'm bound to the word of God. I'm bound to the purpose of God. No strings attached. Thank you, Lord God, for loving me as I am. I know people say come as you are, but you really meant it. Show me that there's no strings attached. Lord, I needed that more than ever. I needed to know, Lord God, if I show up as I am, you weren't going to start pushing me away from what came up out of me, that you were going to help me deal and get through it. I thank you that we'll be that to one another, to know, Lord God, so that you are always there with us. We're going to always be there because we're going to treat each other like you treat us. As you said in Matthew 25 and verse 40, when you've done it to the least of them, you've done it to me. And Lord God, we lift it up. We bless you with it. Thank you for the new ID card. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.